Okay. All right. I did tell you a little earlier, we do have an interview this morning, and it is talking about, you know, with all the social media storm we've been experiencing in the past month. It's something that everybody's looking at now. And I think the moral for 2016 is, I think what people should be going for is think twice before you tweet. Bit of an alliteration there because you've got three T's there. Think twice before you tweet is what everybody should be thinking. Not just tweet, before you Facebook, before you put anything in any on any of those social media sites. We've seen what kind of problems people have got into by just behaving rashly in that. I've got to be one of probably the only person in the country that's not on Facebook or Twitter or any of the other social. I just don't have the time to do it. If people want to get a hold of me, they have to email me and then I will respond. And I usually am very good at responding to emails. Not all of them, because sometimes time and sometimes I don't get to look at it very often, but generally I tend to respond to them. But think twice before you tweet and other social media. The question we're asking this morning is, what kind of position does it leave employers in if their employees are misbehaving on social media? Can you take action against your employee, even though it's got absolutely nothing to do with work, but they are misbehaving on social media? So we're talking to Samiksha Singh. She's a director in employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. And we say good morning to her. Hi, Samiksha, is that it? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You've got it absolutely correctly. It's Samiksha.
Thank you, Samiksha, for joining me and getting up so early on Sunday morning. I appreciate that. Samiksha, as you know, there's My been pleasure. This whole storm around social media. What are employers looking at? And I'm also wanting to know what percentage of employees misbehave on social media?
I think there's a large portion of employees that misbehave on social media at the moment. And the difficulty I think we find ourselves in is that people don't realize the impact of their behavior on social media platforms. And it's not limited, as you said earlier, to just Twitter. It's Twitter, it's Facebook, it's LinkedIn, which is a professional network, where the line between business and personal interest is blurred. And it's so important that we evaluate the potential consequences of what you say, what you post, or what you share even on social media. Because it's not only limited to your personal profile, but the profile of the brand and the institution that you associate yourself with. So there's a large number of employees that are currently on social media throughout the day or even outside working hours, and there's misconception that if it doesn't relate to my workplace or my employer, that I'm free to say whatever I want to because it cannot affect me in the workplace.
What kind of behavior are we talking about here, Samiksha? What kind of misbehavior or what kind of things would employers regard as misbehavior from their employees on social networking sites?
So we've already dealt with in our CCMAs and bargaining councils with issues of misconduct on social media, which it really is comments or remarks being posted either about the employer itself or colleagues at your workplace. And these can be derogatory comments or unfair comments or naming of your employer or your colleagues. There's a case that I think was dealt with in the CCMA where it was a senior employee that was the bookkeeper and a junior employee who were dismissed for bringing the employer's name into disrepute because they posted certain messages on Facebook which were derogatory comments about three other employees and the owner of the business. And they tried to use the defense that, well, actually this was my private Facebook account and it wasn't necessarily about the employer or those colleagues. But it was found that because one of these employees had actually been friends, and I use friends in inverted commas, with somebody else in the workplace, that person had access to the comments, and it was gratuitous comments, something like, today was a hectic day with Frankenstein, or...
Okay, so it was a bit of name-calling there. Can I ask whether the CCMA upheld that dismissal? I mean, did they agree with it, or did the employer have to re-employ, or were there repercussions for the employer?
There was repercussions for the employees. It was felt that this was made publicly and it was on the internet, and the employees should have had... they should have thought about the consequences of their actions, because these comments were posted with the intention of making derogatory statements about these persons at the workplace. And they should have bore in mind that these comments would be on the internet and therefore one would have access to it. So they did not have the necessary privacy settings on their Facebook pages. And therefore, it was accessible to anyone on the internet.
So basically, what you're saying is, following that decision, which I presume is now setting a precedent, that it is all right for employers to fire employees, to dismiss them, depending on what kind of comments they're making on social media.
Well, one, I need to qualify that.
Okay.
We have case law where the misconduct relates to the workplace.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you make comments about your employer or your colleagues, which has brought your company into disrepute,
okay,
and if it is sufficiently damaging. So all these cases must be weighed against the merits of their own facts. So I'm not making a blanket comment to say that you can dismiss anyone because they make comments on Facebook. So you need to evaluate the level of comments and the level of reputational damage it causes. In this particular case, the dismissals of these employees were upheld because it caused significant reputational damage to the company. And that's why we say we must be careful about what we say on social media. But what I'm talking about today is not really strictly related to where you make comments related to the workplace. We've, as you said, walked into a social media storm this year with all the controversy, where some comments aren't necessarily related to the workplace, but they raise significant controversy. Some comments have been derogatory. And you need to then evaluate if a person is associated with a company or a brand, and comments that they make on social media could have an impact on the reputation of the company. What we find ourselves in with the age of social media and technological advancement is that it changes the way in which we engage with individuals and the public. And we find that once employees show the association with a brand or a company, they become brand ambassadors for that institution or that company. And therefore, what you say on social media can have an impact on the reputation of that brand.
As we've seen in the case of Gareth Cliff. But people can never use as a defense saying, I made that comment in my personal capacity. In the end, you will still be liable.
You have to be so careful about what you say, and I don't think our courts are going to look at that defense about it being in your private capacity, because if it has the impact of damaging the reputation of the company, then there's consequences. And this is in the employment context where, for instance, a lot of employees would update on their Facebook profile or Twitter or even LinkedIn that they are employees of certain companies. So when you make a comment that is negative, you then also give the impression that this is the values with which the company might aspire to. And that's incorrect, because if you say something that's, for instance, racist or derogatory about a certain group, then the company is affected, because then the question is raised as to whether is this the type of values that the company aspires to. And that's where you have a situation of possible reputational damage.
Okay, this morning we're speaking with Samiksha Singh. She's a director in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. We're talking this morning about social media in the workplace and how it can affect employees. We've heard about a case where they were dismissed because of the kind of comments they were putting on their on social media platforms, and looking at the rights of employers and the rights of employees. If you have any questions you would like to ask, you're welcome to call us 011-883-0702. That's in Gauteng. In the Western Cape, 021-446-0567. You can also SMS me 31702-31567, or a tweet to @radio702. I've got an SMS here, Samiksha saying, "Hi Q, please ask the lady what must one do when one receives such a comment or such mail or a tweet? If you are the receiver, there is nothing you can do about it, right? You just receive it. You can delete it, I presume."
Well, if you're the receiver, and it's sort of, I don't know if there's any expansion on the question, but if you're the receiver, you can choose to delete and not associate yourself with a comment. And just to link that up with where we are with social media, that's what happens as well today, where comments are made, or and when I say comments are posted, it's not just limited to a string of words. It's also photographs that are uploaded as well on social media that maybe display these derogatory comments as well. So what happens is that you could be, for instance, tagged on Facebook, and then you could make that choice not to allow yourself to be associated with that type of comment and not share it. I think in the situation that we are now, it's just not to say anything that might have a negative consequences than to actually post it out without thinking twice.
So if you, if for example, if you receive something like this and you retweet it, would you be, is it taken that you approve of those comments, or you believe them, or is also your opinion? If you retweet, or if you, what do they call it? I'm not on social media, so I don't have all the terminology right. But we, if you take a post, you what do you grab it? Something about it, something grab, and you put it somewhere else. Are you automatically assumed to be a person who is, you know, you condone the sentiments that that post has?
Well, I would say that if you don't make a comment, for instance, I do not agree with this. This is so wrong. People shouldn't be saying things like this, then you sort of qualify why you're sharing to show that this is actually wrong and this should not take place. But if you blankly share a post or retweet something, you in effect sharing the sentiment of what is said that actually is derogatory or inappropriate. And therefore you're associating yourself with that comment, and you in your capacity are agreeing with that comment. So I would say it's safe actually not to. You rather dissociate yourself with something, and especially if you don't want your name associated on media or social platforms as being the person that actually says something like this or agrees with a certain situation.
Okay, then I've got another SMS saying, yeah, then am I not allowed to criticize an employer, political party, anybody in public?
Well, for one, you should not be criticizing or making any comments about your employer, as well as your colleagues, because remember, they are also parties to the company that you are employed by. So if you make comments about employees, whether it's criticizing them or not, social media is not the platform to do so. There would be internal processes in which you could criticize your employer. You could lodge a grievance if there's something that you're not happy with. But going to social media and spreading this criticism out in social media is not the correct way to do it.
No,
that is why employers have processes, or at least employers should have processes in place to safeguard against circumstances like that.
Do employers actually have, for example, a kind of a train when you are employed by a company, they tell you what their social media policy is, so you are forewarned. Do employers have to do this, or is it just assumed that anybody working for you, for your company, is not going to make derogatory remarks about the employer or anybody in the company? Or, you know, do we stand anywhere legally? And I'm also asking this double question here. Are employers now, are companies actually taking it on themselves to say, okay, this is where we stand with regards to social media? Because we're getting into this quagmire at the moment with all of this stuff. And I'm starting to think that maybe companies should do this when you get somebody new on and say, this is what we believe. If you do that, instant dismissal.
Well, let me also qualify that I'm not agreeing or saying that there should be instant dismissal. Remember, okay, there must be processes in place,
yes,
in right, which to discipline your employees. There is, in terms of our labor law, the principle of consistent and progressive discipline.
Okay.
There are situations which justify a summary dismissal, but once a process has been followed.
Okay, well, can I just ask you about that, the process being followed? So if somebody says something like, my boss is a pig, or my boss is this, or whatever, right, on social media, now you've got to follow the process, which means that the process, I presume, means you call that person in, you have a kind of counseling session with him or her, and you warn them not to do it again, or you give them written warnings, etc. You're not allowed just to say, you're out of here. Take your things and that's it. That's not a good thing to say about your boss at any time. All right. But the employer cannot just immediately dismiss somebody. You've got to go through the process.
Employers are required to follow disciplinary processes. Mm-hmm. And part of the process is to give the employee an opportunity to put their defense forward, to explain what they have done and why they have done. So there would be a charge or an allegation put before the employee, and the employee would then have an opportunity to answer to those allegations, and then a decision would be taken. That is the way in which our labor law requires us to follow a process. So I'm not saying that employers should, unfortunately, these things happen, but employers must be well aware and warned that you should follow process. In any case of discipline, there's a process in which to be followed to ensure that the employee has an opportunity to answer to these allegations you put before them. Mm-hmm. And then a decision must be made, and various factors must be considered. You know, you look at the employee's disciplinary record, how this has actually impacted on the employment relationship. Did the comment destroy the relationship, the employment relationship between the employee and the employer? So various factors must be considered before immediately dismissing the employee. Then with regard to comments, mm-hmm, and the policies that the employers have, employers are urged to actually look at their policies and consider whether it is sufficient, especially with this advancement of social media and where we are. We didn't have social media 20, 30 years ago. We didn't have internet sites for the employees to go and sort of post these comments. It's something that is new in our day and age, and we need to actually then adapt to cater for the eventualities of what this new era of social media brings. Yes, it can be very positive because we use it for branding and we use it for marketing. But unfortunately, there are situations where social media is used negatively, and therefore you have these impacts with reputational damage. So there are generally, or some companies should have, policies dealing with your IT and use of computer systems. But that these days are not sufficient to cater for where we are now, to cater for how employees behave online, not only in their personal capacity, but also in relation to the workplace. So I believe employers should really start looking at their policies that they have in place and evaluating whether it is sufficient to cater for the situation in terms of what we have now with comments being posted about your boss and or your co-employees that has a negative impact on the reputation. So that is something I think employees should start looking at.
What about the other way around? What if an employer, what recourse does the employee have if the employer goes on there and writes something negative about members of staff?
There should be processes available in terms of the employer's policies in terms of grievances. So if an employer posts something negative of about a particular employee on social media, that firstly shouldn't be the correct way of dealing with your employee.
Yeah.
But I would also advise the employee not to sort of react to that and go back to social media and post something. There should be a process internally where you could lodge a grievance against your employer to say, I am aggrieved by the comment you've made about me on social media. I do not appreciate those comments, and it actually infringes on my rights.
Mm-hmm.
So I would advise the employees to rather follow a process internally. Do not backlash and react on social media and then say something else.
Okay,
It's not going to help either party.
Okay. And one more SMS here. What if I don't have my real name on Twitter, but there is a picture of me? Am I still branding my company? Can I be liable? And that's from Kay.
I believe that if it can be found that account, for instance, is actually belonging to the particular person, and especially if other people associate that account with you, it might not be your real name, it might be a nickname, but if it is known that is you in your capacity and that you've made those comments, then you could be liable. It's, you know, you cannot hide behind a screen or an anonymous name to say, well, actually, I didn't make it. Once something is put online, there's no turning back. It's out there. It's almost been shared instantaneously. Someone's commented or someone's liked it or retweeted it. It's out there in virtual reality, and it can affect you in actual reality. So be so very careful about what you would say on social media.
Samiksha, thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Okay.